with no three jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. I got a local superstar in the building today. 14-year-old Samaj Ware is in the studio along with Liz with Operation Breakthrough. How both of y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. Thank you.
All right. So, Samaj, we got to talk about this big achievement that you just won. For those who don't know about what you went through, you were actually one of five finalists chosen by the She Believes Hero Selection Committee, yes, who are seeking out stories of perseverance and leadership involving young women around the country. First of all, how did you learn about this?
Actually, Miss Liz brought it to my attention. She kind of pulled me to the side and she was like, "Hey, Samaj, they're having this She Believes Hero Contest." And she was wondering if I would be interested. So I agreed, and she told me, you know, the basics that we're gonna enter the contest and everything, and we're gonna see if I win. And if I hit top five, that's gonna be a good thing. So we was waiting around, and we found out we hit top five, and my grandma, well, they told my grandma before I could, but we were all excited, and we were waiting around. I mean, then after the voting, we were at home, and Miss Liz, she bought some delicious burritos. And she said that they're gonna be calling any minute to let us know if we won or not. And sooner or later, I got a call from Lindsay Horan. She FaceTimed me.
Wow.
And right there, I was, you know, laughing really hard. I could not stop smiling. And she was like, before she even told me that I won, she was like, you know, we appreciate that you entered the contest. We see that you are a great achiever and a leader. And she announced me the winner of the She Believes Hero.
Wow.
We started dancing and screaming. And we called up everybody screaming to the phone, I won.
And Liz, what did you see in Samaj that you said, hey, you need to be a part of this competition?
Yeah, so I saw originally on Twitter and I was like, oh my gosh, the perfect person for this is Samaj. And she just exemplifies everything what a She Believes Hero is. And I've known she's always wanted to play soccer, but has never had the opportunity to because her school doesn't have a team and just hasn't had a chance. But she loves to play in the backyard or with her cousins any chance she gets. So we were this summer watching a little bit of the World Cup together. And I was like, oh my gosh, if she could meet her heroes, that would be incredible. And she's always wanted to open up a bakery in New York City too.
Nice.
Which is so cool that we get to go there for the game. Yes. And then also explore New York a little bit.
Yeah, so that is nice. Now tell me about some of the accomplishments she has done helping out with y'all Operation Breakthrough.
So Samaj started attending Operation Breakthrough about 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago. And since she is now a freshman in high school, she is now coming back every single day to volunteer at Operation Breakthrough in our culinary arts lab. And so she just shows so many leadership skills to the young children there, showing them how to cut the vegetables, how to can. And that's just at Operation Breakthrough. She just does so much at home. Yes. As well. She has a younger brother, Abdu, and a little sister, Samaya. And she lives with her grandma, Grandma Betty, who should be listening to this right now. So hi, Grandma Betty. So she is just, she helps cook at home. She helps her little brother and sister with homework. And so just a mixture of what she does at Operation Breakthrough and what she does at home is just like she's such a hero. So
Samaj, why do you enjoy helping others so much?
You know, it's a like born taught thing to even just help. But to know that I've made a change, you know, it brings, you know, happiness to me. And, you know, I know that I made a difference.
I believe it. You've definitely done a lot more than a lot of kids your age has done. Probably a lot more than adults have done at this age. So now that you get to make this trip to New York and get to meet some of these soccer players, is there anybody that you're more excited to see out of that soccer team?
I want to see Kristen Press. I definitely want to meet Megan Rapinoe.
Yes.
And just the whole team overall. It's really exciting for me.
I'm excited for you. I was just telling one of my coworkers how jealous I am that you're going to get to meet some of the U.S. Women's National Team. That's a big deal right there. So I hope you get out there and enjoy it and represent. And what school do you go to, Samaj, now?
University Academy.
Oh, so everybody at school is listening right now. Super excited to hear you, right?
Yeah.
Man, do you feel like a real big neighborhood superstar now at the school now that you've done this?
Yes.
No doubt. So when is the trip?
When is it?
Yes.
This Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all make sure y'all have fun out there this weekend. Represent KC to the fullest, okay? I know y'all going to have a great time out there. Take some pics, and hopefully I get to see some of that when you get back, okay?
Thank you. And she'll be on ESPN at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Nice.
So check it out.
ESPN at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So make sure y'all look out for that, Kansas City. Show some love. And Samaj, I appreciate you coming in here. And most importantly, I appreciate what you're doing. It's hard to get, you know, adults, let alone kids, just want to volunteer and give back to those who are in need. And you're definitely a great example of what kids should be following now. Look forward to getting that kitchen in. You have to bring some goodies up here again next time you come up here. Samaj?
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I appreciate y'all coming in. Keep it right here on that station number one for hip-hop and R&B. Have another three jabs.